The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song or book is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 26 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Ashley Moss. She's an author, freelance writer, blogger, and poet. She was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where she currently resides. She's well-rounded and loves to read and write. Her other hobbies include taking walks, listening to R&B, and visiting museums.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Ashley. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Sorantos. How are you doing? I'm fine.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited. We don't often have authors, but we've had a few, and it's kind of cool to change it up a little bit.
That's awesome.
So tell me a little bit about when you started writing your poetry or your books. Which came first?
I started writing poetry before books. I started writing poetry at the age of 12 for English class, and it just went from there. My English teacher was very interested in my poem I wrote, and I just discovered my talent at the age of 12 and kind of went from there.
That's great. It's very good when someone has a role model or a teacher to kind of inspire them and kind of help them understand their gift and push them a little bit. So it's glad that you had that.
Yeah, she was a pretty good teacher.
Yeah. How was your family? Anyone in the family, poetry, book, anything like authors or anything like that?
No, it's funny. I'm like the only creative, artistic one. So yeah, that's kind of a hoot.
Okay. Well, hey, it is what it is, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how old were you when you released your first book or poetry into the world? Not something you did on your own, but out into the public as an author or poet.
The first time I released poetry out into the world had to be in my teen years, around 15, 16. I think I wrote a poem for a contest.
Okay.
And I actually won. So, yeah, that gave me a lot of confidence after I won.
That's great. What do you think advice you would give someone who's 12 years old right now? If they told you, hey, I want to, you know, be a poet or an author, any advice you give them?
Just to be authentic, to be yourself, and not to be afraid to take risks and break some of the writing rules, you know. Rules were made to be broken, I believe, you know.
Yeah. It's funny, my songwriter coach, it's so true, because I would break the rules routinely, and he kept harping on me for years. He's like, listen, you got to know what the rules are before you break them. So it's kind of, I've come full circle now, where once you learn the rules, then you can break them. But in the beginning, it's like you break them and you're not really sure like what you're breaking, or you're not really sure like, you know, if it worked, why it worked. But then when you kind of keep doing this for a while, then you kind of figure it out, I think.
Oh, yes. You have to definitely know the rules in order to break them.
Yeah. Do you do any like reading or anything where you're in public? You know, you read your poetry aloud at bookstores. Do you read your chapters or something like that?
No, not yet. I mean, not as recently. I used to, But I had a rough couple of years, last 5 years or so. My mom and sister passed away, and it kind of
I'm sorry was, to hear that.
It's okay. They're in a better place. Yeah. It's kind of like a damper or a bummer on my mood, and it's kind of affected me reading and my creativity, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I went through that with my dad. Tell us a little bit about the biggest challenge that you went through during COVID.
The biggest challenge during COVID? I guess it was just like everybody else learning, like, how to adapt to the new normal. You know, like, nobody knew when it was going to end and how long that we all would have to be, like, just trapped in our houses with one another. And I love my grandmother, who I stay with, but I'm just like, man, when can I leave? You know, and some cities were on lockdown, and my city was on lockdown, too, for like a month. And I'm like, I just got to get away and get some breath and me time to myself, you know, for a little bit there some days.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Do you have anything exciting coming up in the next few months that you want to share with the audience?
Not that I know of. Maybe you want to ask God, you know. He may know before I do.
Sure, yeah. How often do you try to put out your books, your chapters, your poets, your poetry?
Well, it's been way too long. Like I said, about 3-4 years ago, my mom and sister died. So it's up to me. I would have published something new like every 2 to 3 years, but I'm still kind of recovering from their deaths. So I haven't really put anything else out new. But I am working on a lot of new projects and things are in the works now. So,
okay. How important do you think connections are in this business?
Oh, it's very important. You know, people always say that it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, connections are very important when you want to get ahead in the public eye, you know?
Yeah. Is there some advice you could give to any young authors out there or poets so they don't waste their time? Any place that you go to make more solid connections? Or, you know, we've certainly all wasted time doing things that didn't help us. Any advice you can give them on where to look, maybe?
I would say just avoid everybody local. You know, it's kind of like the Bible when Jesus says that, I forget exactly what he says, but just the whole gist of that passage or what he was saying is that a man is honored everywhere except for his hometown. So locally, just isn't really going to help you. You know, get yourself out there, you know, in the world, like United States and the country, because locally you may not be known, you know, before you're known local. I mean, worldwide, you won't be known locally, you know, or even acknowledged by your own peers, it seems, you know.
Sure, yeah. When you look at your realm, touring, is it something that's important, you think, not important?
Oh, yeah, touring is definitely important. Publicity tours, book tours, all that. I have yet to go on one, but I will be looking into doing that soon, too, like in the next coming months and years, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Who is the author that most inspires you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I have three of those. Because I write in different genres, you know? I mean, I write poetry and short stories as well. So I really liked Flannery O'Connor's style, and I like Karen Kingsbury's style. I know she writes Christian fiction and all the inspirational.
Okay. How about poets?
They really inspire me. Huh?
How about poets? Which poets inspire you?
Oh, definitely Emily Dickinson and Maya Angelou, or Angelou, of course, and Rita Dove, people like that, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Of course, Shakespeare.
Yeah, of course. Do you think that it's still difficult for women to differentiate themselves from men in these fields? Do you still think there's a bias?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's much harder for women to break into the public eye and to get noticed and get recognition, and even just to be able to get paid on the same level as men, you know, in any field you want to go in, really, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard this complaint often, and we've certainly seen in the music realm, you know, Taylor Swift and women are coming on strong, and even women are producing music, they're at the executive level, so it's very different than it was. It's not a boys' club like it used to be. I don't know as much about the book author situation. That's why I was asking.
Oh, yeah, women have come a long way, you know, over the last centuries and decades and things like that. But we still have a long way to go, though, compared to men, you know, otherwise, I feel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I totally get it. Do you have any suggestions for people that are looking for a good book to read? Where should they look? Should they look on the Amazon bestseller list, New York Times? Any suggestions for them?
Well, of course, I would suggest my poetry book. you can find it
yeah,
on Amazon as well. Yeah, I will look on Amazon. Of course, go back to the bookstores. You know, I think it's a shame how the local public bookstores and libraries, who are our hidden historic gems, are being overlooked, and people are just always online. But yeah, go back to the bookstores and public, you know, and the library. I love the library and I love the bookstore. Two of my favorite places to go to, you know, when I'm looking for a book, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What was the coolest job you ever had?
The coolest. You really throw me for a loop with all these questions. I hadn't thought about it in so long.
That's okay.
Really? I mean, I never really haven't really had a cool job yet. You know, my ultimate dream job would be to be a writer, you know, which I'm pursuing now. So, I mean, I've had the run-of-the-mill teacher jobs and things like that, and, you know, retail stores and the 9-to-5 jobs, you know, white-collar jobs. I've had all those, but my most fun and coolest one would be teaching, of course. And I love children. And they're just fun to interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Do you ever teach book writing or poetry writing to anybody?
No, that would be fun. Actually, I did not teach English. I taught elementary. I've taught all grade levels from elementary to high school. But no, I never once taught English or literature. I taught them things like math and Spanish and science.
Yeah, okay. What were you like in high school?
Oh, God. when I wouldn't tell her, you know, the old high school me, just I would try to loosen up and I had to try to have some fun. I was not popular at all. I was very much so in my head, very hard on myself. I still am the same kind of way, but I definitely have learned not to be so hard on myself, you know?
Yeah, sure. I think we all do that once in a while. Is there something that inspires you on a daily basis?
What inspires me? Just to be better than the person I was yesterday. I mean, I believe life is all about growth. And just one person I want to be better than today is the person I was yesterday. And of course, my mother's legacy and my sister's legacy, they both inspire me what they left behind in the world, of course, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What was the last gift you gave someone, Ashley?
Oh, my last gift I gave someone, I think it was a Father's Day present for my stepdad. I got him some pajamas. He recently had a stroke, and all he can really do is lay around in the bed and stuff. Can't really do for himself until he gets better. And he loved that gift. So it was, I think, a pair of pajamas from Amazon.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be and why?
An animal. I don't know why, but it would have to be something from the sea, like a whale or something. I just love whales. I mean, not a whale, but is that those things that are a sea whale, those little, is that a gray whale or like those little steel thingy?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They have several types, but I haven't been to SeaWorld in many years, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Oh, no. I just remember, I mean, a dolphin. It's just something so playful. Yeah.
Oh, dolphin.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like whales, cool. But dolphins, those are a zebra that do little flips and things. Yeah. Dolphins, they just seem so playful and just fun and, you know, just they just take life one at a time, you know?
Yeah. No, dolphins are definitely cool. I definitely agree with you there. All right. So I go to Target or something and get a box of crayons. You're the newest addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Oh, I definitely believe I'll be like a very bright pinkish, you know, because I'm very bold you know, and sometimes people, I would do things they don't expect, you know, looking at me and my personality, you know, really going very shy and meek. But one of my teachers once said that I'm a quiet storm, you know, like, you know, so I would like a color that represents the fact that you never really see my personality coming on because I'm so quiet and meek. But I'm a quiet storm, according to her, you know.
There's worse things you could be called, right? So that's not all terrible, I don't think. I think the last question I got for you is, tell us what's the latest thing you're watching on TV or Netflix. What are you binging right now?
Netflix. I haven't watched Netflix in so long. Currently, I'm on Peacock. I have the last thing I am currently binge watching now is Modern Family. I love Modern Family.
Okay, that's a great show. I love that show.
Oh, yeah, so cool. And the last show I think I binge-watched all 9 seasons was The Office. I love The Office as well.
Yeah, that's a great show, too. All right. Ashley, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure. Before I let you go, give us your socials, your website. Where can people buy your books, your poetry? Give us your contact info for them, please.
On Facebook, you can type in on the search button, Author Moss. That is my Facebook author page. And on Instagram, I'm at Ash the Poet. It's at Ash the Poet on Instagram. And my website is heightsashleymossauthor.weebly.com. That's heightsashleymossauthor.weebly.com.
Okay, awesome.
And I also have my own blog, a motivational blog, a monthly motivational blog. It's on WordPress, and that's Hypes Pockets Full of Blog, no, Pockets Full of Love blog.wordpress.com. Hypes Pockets Full of Love blog.wordpress.com.
I love that, Pockets Full of Love. That's awesome. All right, Ashley, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Absolute pleasure, and it was great having you on tonight.
It was great to be on. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. So to any listeners out there who may be artists or authors, if you want to be on the Songwriter Show, please just reach out to me. Thank you all for listening tonight. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show. And tonight I'm going to leave you with my brand new song that just came out called We Were Happy Enough. I hope you guys enjoy it. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Maybe we didn't have a Titanic like romance. Standing on an edge, no wind waving past our lives. Maybe all we had was faith as we held our hands. 'Cause it was enough, it was enough. Soft smiling eyes, I fell into yours. You fell into mine. Why would we need anything else but our soft smiling eyes? We always wanted more, and so we swore to say yes to things that scared us. And we were happy. We were happy enough. Happy enough. Each other. We had our ups and downs, days drowning in frowns. Life was harder for us too, friends laughing in the backgrounds of the Rainbow Lounge as we grew dizzy in the merry-go-round. 'Cause it was enough, it was enough. Soft smiling eyes, I
fell into yours, you fell into mine. Why would we need anything else but our soft smiling eyes? We always wanted more, and so we swore to say yes to things that scared us. And we were happy, we were. We were happy enough, happy enough. We were happy. We were happy enough with each other.
Life has a much more interesting flavor when we were together, together. That's why we stayed.
We didn't have much, but we had enough. We were happy enough with what we had. We were happy enough, 'cause we had each other.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.